No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, we have a very sort of different podcast, I guess, than what we're typically doing. We're going to be talking to Eden the Doll and her friends who were involved in a fairly traumatic fucking incident that went super viral all over the internet. Can we get some introductions first, I guess?
Well, I'm Jasleen. Yeah, I was one of the girls that got beat up.
Right. We'll run through the whole story once we do the introductions, but okay.
Hey, guys. I'm Eden the Doll.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn.
And so how did you guys all become friends in the first place?
So funny enough, both of them were my fans beforehand.
Wow, really? That's so cool.
No, yeah. And actually, I met Jocelyn first because she went to my first meet and greet like in 2015.
Uh-huh.
And then Jasleen would message me for advice when she was like 18.
Like I was, when I first had, I was like the first trans person I knew. So like when I started seeing her online, I was like, whoa, like there's this beautiful trans girl that's like telling people that she's trans. I didn't understand.
Really?
So I would like hit her up and like ask her for advice about like what to do with like guys and like just in life. And she would like help me. And I ended up running into her and like, an event.
That's crazy because I was watching your channel and what's the name of the girl with all the tattoos that you had the video up with?
Jemiah.
And it was kind of like that with her too, where she was like watching your YouTube channel for a long time, like really interested in like your whole thing. So maybe we should talk about that first. When did you start doing YouTube, and were there a lot of other people doing similar content at the time that you started?
So when I started, there were like maybe two or three other girls that were doing YouTube, and I remember like watching videos. And by the way, do I talk to you or do I talk?
You talk to me, yeah.
Okay, so I remember watching videos and thinking like I would literally be in the comments being like, "Oh, you should do this. You should do that. Like, why isn't she doing this? Why isn't she doing that?" And I just like stopped and thought like, "Bitch, I could do this myself and I could do it better. Why am I over here judging this person when I should be on camera doing it myself?" You know, so started to make videos. I was really self-conscious, like with my voice, with how I looked and stuff, so that was always the thing in the back of my head which stopped me from doing it. But met a boyfriend, and then at that point I didn't really give a fuck what anyone thought, so I just made the video, did really well, and then it just kept going.
Right, because I assume that kind of content like fills a huge gap of like what people need, because it's like kind of inherent that when you're young and you start to have these feelings of realizing that you're not comfortable with your, you know, given sexual identity, you just naturally are going to go online and start looking for advice and start looking for, because there's so much to learn, there's so much to figure out, you're not sure where you fall on the spectrum. So like, but did you have that sort of confidence early on? I've noticed you've gotten a lot more comfortable like in your videos from watching the old ones till now. Yeah.
See, like at first that was the case. I only had two or three girls to look up to, and I wasn't the same as them. So like, I felt like I needed to do that myself because obviously no one else is going to do it aside from me. So in the beginning, I was just so self-conscious. I was like a little kid, you know, I was 19, 20, and I just hadn't been myself for enough time. You know, I was self-conscious, but I also was a different person. I felt like probably thought I was prettier than I was, you know, and like I just, with time and with age, I just became better, I feel.
Right. You just get more and more comfortable.
More confident with more yourself. Surgeries and more.
I mean, I don't know if this is a weird compliment, but like I barely even recognized when you walked in because I was watching like videos from a year or two ago when I was getting ready for this, and like your change has been so dramatic. Like you look so much more feminine now, which is this weird for me to say, or is that that's a good compliment?
Thank you.
I guess that's why you got the surgery, right?
Yeah, thanks.
That's crazy. So okay, like what were the kind of things that you were getting from her channel when you guys first tuned in? Like what, and did you not feel like you had guidance or like role models to necessarily turn to in that way?
Well, when I started my transition at 8 years old.
Whoa,
so,
really?
Yeah. So when I first did it, it wasn't really anything that I saw on TV or like on YouTube or anything. It was just what I felt, and I did it. And then when I saw her, I'm like, I was in the closet for like years up to meeting her. Actually, I didn't tell anyone because I just felt like it was dangerous for me to like be out.
Right.
And then when I saw this girl, I'm like, this girl is beautiful. She doesn't have to tell anybody. Like, why would she do that? And then like, I would message her and be like, how do you, like, what makes you like feel like you have to do this? And she would just be like, I just want to share my story so it makes it it like easier for people like us.
Right.
And I just thought that was like amazing. So
is that, did you know when you were as young as eight, like, was, is that normal to like have this, yeah, this hunch?
Like
that...
I told my mom when I was 4 years old, I went up to her, I was like, I want to be a girl. And she thought like, oh, you know, whatever, he's just going through things or whatever. But then, you know, now I'm a woman. So.
Right.
I mean, they both technically started before me.
Really?
Like, but I just became public first, you know? So I had the feelings ever since I could detect the difference between pink and blue.
Right.
But I grew up Jehovah's Witness, so I wasn't able to actually do it until I was 18.
Right. So. And you guys all from like LA area, or is it something you moved
here? No, I'm from New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. But yeah, so do you, because it's interesting because I feel like there is a lot of like conversation about trans stuff like in the public eye, in the media these days. But then at the same time, when it comes to like actual role models that you could look to on YouTube that are like living the experience that you're having, it's interesting how even up until a couple of years ago, it really didn't feel to you guys that like there was that many people out there.
Yeah, I mean, now they're like, the internet's bombarded with trannies.
It's everywhere. It's literally everywhere.
Right.
But yeah, that's good, you know, because if me and the other girls didn't do it at first, no one would have came out. And, you know, someone that was 8 years old and didn't even tell anyone, now she's out, you know? So now there's more people doing it. So I feel it helped make more girls comfortable.
Definitely. So you've just been doing the YouTube thing. What, I guess here's the question. What the hell are you guys doing on Hollywood Boulevard that day?
Okay.
Oh. It's the pandemic. It's the middle of the pandemic.
No, I will agree that regardless of the situation doesn't justify what happened, but we should not have been out at 2 a.m. on Hollywood Boulevard. That is obvious, right?
Where were you going, though?
So we were at a hookah bar.
Okay.
You know how they have hookah bars? That's the only thing that's open, really, right now.
Oh, so they still have kept those open?
Yeah, because it's, like, outdoors, so they're allowed to be open.
Mm.
It was a boring night. They're really good friends, so they usually hang out a lot without me. And that night, I'm like, I want to go out with you guys. So we went out, and it was just really, really boring.
Right.
So we're like, let's go to the hookah bar. Let's go do something, you know? But it was really just us three anyway. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and well, that's when everything started.
Well, when we were leaving the hookah bar to go to our Uber, that's when the whole thing happened.
Right. And so, okay, for the people out there, like, how did it initially become a situation? You just had these random guys start talking shit to you?
Okay, so for everyone that doesn't know, all three of us got verbally, physically, and I guess sexually
property
attacked. Like, I mean, yeah, we got attacked. Robbed. We got robbed. We were assaulted.
Right.
On Hollywood Boulevard, because not only because we're trans, I mean, not only because, you know, in general, but basically it was a hate crime because we were trans. Once people found out we were trans, right? But right. Initially it was a robbery.
And okay. Then, so yeah. At first, do you think that they even knew you were trans and they were just trying to take your phone just because they're scumbags, or
so what had happened was we ran into the first guy at one of the stores, Hustlers.
Uh-huh.
I was buying a few shirts.
A little tourist vibe. Okay.
Ran into the guy there, and he basically was like harassing me initially, and like I just let it be, whatever. We end up leaving, and we go to the hookah bar, like, we were there for an hour or two, and then after, when we were leaving, nowadays, even to get here to order a fucking Uber, can I curse?
Yeah.
To order a fucking Uber, it takes, like, 20 minutes now to, like, for it to arrive. Mm. So at that point, I didn't realize that. It's 2 a.m., order an Uber, 20 minutes to get there. I'm like, fuck. We look around, it's dark. There's just...
And we couldn't wait inside because, like, it was closing. The hookah bar was closing.
Like, they kicked our asses out.
Yeah, they're like, go. Time to go.
So we had to wait outside and, like...
And so my dumbass is waiting like this with my phone out, all blonde and stupid, right? And like I had never been robbed or assaulted in my life. So like I was just like waiting for the fucking Uber, looking around, complaining. And then before I knew it, snatched. And like he literally snatched my phone. And like at that point, my phone was on. It wasn't at, like, he could probably just go and delete my Instagram if he wanted to, right? Or go and look at my nudes and stuff and post them. Like I was just thinking, like, oh my God, like, before I could even respond to them, we all just ran after him to get my phone back.
Right.
And we get to him. I end up getting my phone back, but at that point, a crowd had formed. And I guess one of them, or two of them, whoever it was, clocked us. Clocked means that they found out we were trans. Mm. And then they were like, oh, those are trannies. Those are this, those are that. They're men. And once they said that, he turned.
We literally had already walked away.
We were like,
about to go in the car. He turns around and he's like, chases
they're
us.
What? Yeah. They're what?
And that's when he like went crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
and that moment
that's
was when
the video starts.
That's when the video really like it just automatically makes you feel kind of sick to your stomach, because, you know, we all live in our own little bubbles, and it's like, I don't feel like I know anybody that would ever want to hurt a trans person for no fucking reason. And it's like, you see this where that's like the automatic reaction from some of these people. And that is like the really, really disturbing thing of like sort of realizing like, oh, you might feel like the world has changed a lot, but it really hasn't for a lot of people. And like, number one on the list of the types of people that probably are not going to be like sort of woke to, you know, treating people equally in that regard is scumbags who are hanging out on Hollywood Boulevard at 2 o'clock exactly. in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's been around like there is not the most high quality people.
Yeah, I mean, even like looking out of like not even a trans perspective, like, why are you so angry that somebody is just living their life being themselves? Right. How does that put so much anger in you that you decide that you want to attack somebody? Right. It literally makes no sense.
It's crazy. It's like, just to see that up close and personal, like, this feels like something that you maybe wouldn't be surprised to see in the 80s or the 90s or something, but to just see someone that heartless to somebody about their choices was just like kind of like, I felt like that was a big part of why that video went so viral,
especially in Hollywood.
Like, too. Like I said, initially, right, yeah. It wasn't even because we were trans, he just wanted to rob us. Yeah. So afterwards, I speak for her and myself because we actually live together now. So like, we've both been really oblivious to the idea that anyone could even think we're trans.
Like, or just even like, we walk around, I think we walk around with our heads a little big thinking like, no one's gonna know. Mm. But like, at the end of the day, she had like, she posts videos saying she's trans. I posted videos saying I'm trans. It's just like,
at this point, there's going to be someone that's going to recognize us. And like, I'm not famous in any means or anything, but like, people know who I am, especially in, you know, in LA. Mm-hmm. So it's going to happen. I just never thought that it would happen like that.
I didn't think that like anybody would ever hit me because of it.
Right. Cause I mean, I'm sure you've had people like say shit to you throughout your lives, but the violence thing, is this the first time that you've ever had anybody actually react to you that way?
Yeah.
Not
for me.
You want to say your story?
I mean, when I was younger, like when I first had transitioned, I think once I got into high school, I kind of came into myself and like was confident about myself. And I was very like, I didn't think that, like, I, in the back of my head, I never thought the right thing to do is to like, you know, let people know, because I thought that like, if I did, something like this would happen and I would get hurt. Mm-hmm. So I just kept it my business and I wouldn't tell anybody. And I actually like hung out with this guy once, and he found out while I was with him, and like almost the same exact thing happened.
Really?
Yeah.
He just assaulted you once you informed him?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucked.
Yeah.
When do you think it is appropriate to have that conversation? Mm-hmm. Like, if one of you met a dude in Starbucks tomorrow and you're talking, like, when does that conversation come up?
Well, okay, it's not like I hold a fucking sign in the back of, like, in my forehead saying I'm a fucking man or something, you know? Like, right. I'm not gonna, like, it's, and I'm not a man, I'm just kidding. But, like, I think the best way to do it, because obviously I'm at Starbucks, I'm not gonna literally sit you down and tell you I'm trans, and, like, I don't know the reaction I'm gonna get, so, like, that's not the right way. And people get so upset that, like, oh, I don't tell people straight up or blah, 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 blah. But how am I going to tell someone at Starbucks that I'm trans? That I don't even know a complete stranger, you know? Like, what if I don't even like you?
Yeah. You're not
like,
telling them anything else about yourself, so it's kind of awkward.
You're the one coming up to me because you like me. What if I don't even like you? You know what I mean? Like, so at that point, if I like him back, follow my Instagram. It's all on my Instagram, right? But if he doesn't see, or even if then we go on a date and I still don't tell him, I think after the first date, meet me however you want to meet me, and if you can make your own choice after that. And then on the second date, that's when you should probably say something.
Right.
Before the second date, because by then they met you and they got to know you, they got to see how you are in public. Clearly other people don't think a certain way about you, you know, because that's a big deal to guys. And I mean, personally, I've never had a better reaction. So
you really, you
so
feel,
this is the first time for me that I've experienced something like
do
that.
Do you feel like a lot of dudes are into it and maybe don't want to admit publicly that they're into it?
I don't think that's really the point. I think the point is you cannot deny the fact that you're attracted to, at least, like, I'm going to say, this is going to sound really cocky, but, like, you know, let's say, like, I'm not going to even say myself, a really pretty trans girl, right? A really pretty girl you see. You see a picture of her, see her in public. That doesn't have to be me. It could be her, right? You're attracted to her clearly because she's a pretty girl. You go up to her, get her number, whatever. She just happens to be trans afterwards. But the attraction will always be there. Even if you find, your answer after knowing if she's trans or not could be, maybe I'm not into it, or maybe I don't want to have sex with you, maybe I just, or maybe I just want to have sex with you. I don't want to go on a date with you anymore. Like, the reaction, their intention will change after they find out, but their initial attraction will never go away.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mm-hmm. Because you were attracted to me the moment you saw me. So my me telling you I'm trans will not change your attraction. You can't not suddenly ugly, yeah. Right? Once I tell you, like, I'm not suddenly a different person.
I mean, maybe that's part of why the angry reaction comes out. Just, it's because they're like, I'm fucking, now I know this about myself. Like, some guys are...
want to hurt us because they're upset with themselves.
Like, you're upset because you're attracted to me. But again, like I said, if no one would have known I was trans and no one, I've never would have been out or something. And like, I actually, what if I am a real girl? Like, it doesn't change the fact that you're attracted to me.
Yeah, right. we can't help it. You can't change the fact that we can't do something in your mind to automatically think like, oh, we're tricking you or doing something. Like, no, you had that initial like attraction.
Right.
And that's just like your natural instinct.
But for the comments, like I said, the attraction will always be there. But yes, maybe once you find out that I'm trans or not, your intention with me will change. You might not want to date me. You might not want to have sex with me. But I will not become ugly the moment you find out.
Like, right. It just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense, you know?
A little trick that you get when we're there. Haha. Little did you know. Okay, but so in the video, after you get your phone taken and stuff, then he actually starts chasing back towards you. And at some point, this kind of becomes like a fucking posse type vibe.
When like all the crowds started forming. It was like groups of men just taking out their phones. Literally, it was lights everywhere.
And mind you, everyone's screaming like, while this is happening, everyone's screaming, oh, those are men, those are trannies. So while we're getting attacked, not even like trying to help, just antagonizing it more.
That part was so fucked up. It's like the village people like fucking rallying around.
Yeah, like putting down the
witches. Like go get them.
And what's crazy to me, maybe I'm fucking oblivious, but what's crazy to me is like, how do they know all three of us are trans?
It's like all of a sudden you all are.
I will say this, I hang out with a lot of really pretty like Playboy models and girls and stuff, and they're all the same height as me. They all sound the same as me. They all bodies look exactly the same. So if one of us is trans, they're all trans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, and I've had a lot of them get clocked too, because, but it's like, they're not even trans. You know what I mean? So, but I, like I said, in my mind, I'm like, if my other friends would have been here, would they have been attacked too?
Right.
Because like, what you don't know, like, you know.
Yeah.
The biggest scumbags, well, not the biggest scumbags, because obviously like the violence is the scummiest part about that video, but like really pissed me off too was the white boys who come up at first and are like defending you guys. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the videos, you basically see them really realizing you guys are trans and they're talking shit and their whole attitude totally changes. That was really kind of like heartbreaking to realize that these guys are the types of guys who are willing to be a good person and come and, you know, help somebody out, and then that their mentality changes.
Just
like,
it's just it's crazy that once I'm really pretty, until you find out I'm an amazing person, until you find out you would help me, until you find
you're
out
a human being, I'm up human until they find out you're trans. That's like what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Okay, go ahead, go attack them, whatever.
And there's no moment in that video, well, I guess which one was the one of you who slapped the dude? That was, I guess, the only moment of aggression or where anybody
I didn't slap him, for the record. I slapped the phone out of his hand because he was, like, putting it in my face and, like, calling me a dude. So, like, what am I going to do? I slap the phone and I walk away. And his friend actually picks up
the scooter. Which weighs, like, 50 fucking pounds.
Yeah, and tries to, like, throw it at me. And luckily, I was, like, far enough away so it didn't hit me. But that was, like, fucking crazy.
Like, imagine if that giant scooter hit her in the back of her head.
That hits
you
in your head, you could fucking put a hole in your skull. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's why, like, before I got hit by the initial guy that, like, took her phone, I was facing those guys because I'm thinking they were going to attack me because they were, like, literally staying there watching us, like, trying to get our phones, trying to call the police, trying to, like, find anybody to help, and they're just standing there watching, antagonizing me. I'm thinking, like, they're going to hit me, and that's when, like, the other guy comes from behind and, like, hits me in the head.
With a bottle, and he just smashes it over your fucking head, huh? Oh my god. And so what, how bad was the injury? Did it slice open your skull and stuff?
No, like I saw blood because I was on the floor and I had like scraped up my knees, like, if you can see.
Oh shit,
I, like,
okay.
Fucked up my knees.
Yeah,
and
show them so they could see.
You look so, like, you've been out here. That's gangster.
But yeah, I like saw blood because I thought it was coming from my head because I kept like holding myself because right. like I was just trying to cover myself because I thought like they were gonna like keep hitting me. So I'm like holding my head, holding my legs, and I saw blood on my hands and I was like freaking the fuck out. But I really like I had a really big knot on my head when right. I got into the ambulance, but they just like gave me a fucking ice pack.
Damn, that's lucky because sometimes you get a bottle broken on your head and it'll just fully slice it open. And sometimes you can get a bottle broken on your head and it doesn't really do
well,
that
the
much if they hit it just
break
right.
On my head,
oh, he just no. hit you with
yeah,
it.
He just hit me with it.
Fuck. Okay, and that's so crazy because they actually arrested this dude. They actually
finally.
They got a bunch of the guys in the video, right? But then yeah, they yeah. let him out right
you know
away
what?
Too, right?
Let's get back to the
yeah.
get back to the
okay,
story
let's
and
keep
finish
going.
It,
you're right,
and,
yeah.
Then,
yeah,
and then I'll update you on all that.
Okay, but. Okay, it's cool. You have the insider info. Nice. All right.
Okay.
So the bottle gets broken, which is the most fucked up thing that we see in the whole video, pretty much, I guess.
Before
when we were standing with those other guys that threw the scooter at me, the guy that like took her phone was after her, and he had a crowbar.
They were together. I was running to go try to get help, and all of a sudden I see this guy behind me, and he has the freaking crowbar in his hand.
And he makes your hand over your shoes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he made me take off my shoes, my bracelet. I'm like trying to take it off because I have acrylics. I'm like freaking out, like shaking.
Right.
Because I'm trying to defuse the situation in any way, just trying to listen to this guy because I don't want this guy to smash me over the head. When you can hear in the video everyone screaming, "Oh, that's a boy! Don't touch him! Don't go by him!" And everyone's just standing there just recording everything, this group of people just surrounding me when I'm sitting there thinking I'm literally about to die because this guy's going to crack me over the head with a crowbar. And then, not luckily, but he saw them, like, down the street, and then he ended up, like, going that way, and then I was able to, like, run away.
Right.
And I wasn't even there when she got hit over the head either. I was in a car. Somebody was, like, driving me around.
Right.
And then I literally pull up, and I just see her on the floor, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, what happened to my friend?
What the fuck? Wow. Yeah.
Keep in mind, none of us had our phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
someone had stole my bag.
Yours got taken, your bag got taken, and yours just...
Mine got taken twice.
Yeah, mine got taken too.
Because then you had to buy it back in the video.
I had to buy it back in the... Yeah.
Which also seemed really fucked up. Like, dude, can you not try to profit off her in this moment?
I have to call 911 because no one wanted to call 911.
Yeah,
they were just sitting there laughing.
After I got the guy threw the scooter at me, I was running around the block going up to random people that weren't even watching the situation happen and being like, please call 911. These men are trying to attack me. They stole my phone. Like, my friends are in danger. And people were literally telling me, no. Like, they'd just look at me and be like, no.
They would just roll the window up.
Yeah, like, I went to cars, they just rolled the window up. Like, no one wanted to help. And that's how I ended up getting in the car with some guy, and he stole my bag. He told me he would help me get my friends. And when he pulled up to where we were, and I was like, hold on, let me get her in the car. As soon as I get out, he drives off with my shit in there.
So he did that on purpose, you think?
I don't really know.
Or maybe
I think
he just saw.
It could be anything. I honestly don't know. But like literally, I got out the car and he just drove off with my shit.
That's so awful. Yeah, and even like the scene where you're fucking coughing up your shoes is just so disturbing because it's like, how is this like suddenly turning into a fucking robbery shakedown in the middle of all this other shitty stuff happening?
Everyone watching, everyone
and instigating watching. It. Like,
yeah,
people
women
literally
too.
Wanted to like, yeah, women around us. Like literally when I got hit, I had passed out for a little bit, so like everyone was just like laughing and shit, and when I got up, I hear them be like, oh, come back, hit her again, she's not dead yet. Like literally in the video you can hear them talking shit like that.
Where's the blood?
Yeah, where's the
oh,
blood?
Oh, fight back if you want to, if you're a boy, fight back, use your man muscle or
and,
whatever.
Like, you can hear like these guys, these black guys be like, oh, Black Lives Matter, Black
right,
Lives
that
Matter.
Part.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the
and that's when I started screaming at them, like, are you fucking serious? Like, there's a black woman laying right. on the floor and you're trying to say that to her and you're laughing.
But then, you know, one of the most cynical things I've seen online was people trying to say, oh, these three trans women attacked by Black Lives Matter people.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is
that
not
got, that, I mean, it got,
just
because
this guy said Black Lives Matter does not mean he's indicative of the entire.
Like, I posted
movement.
The whole thing when like we got home at 6:30 a.m. I was starting to get tagged on this guy's video that he went live right. So I started to get tagged in his video.
Oh.
I screen recorded it. I sat through the whole thing, screen recorded it. She's asleep. I mean, she was crying the whole night. Like I had to be the bigger, you know, like the big sister, and basically record the whole thing. Saw the whole thing, took bits and pieces of it, posted it on my story, and like then I'm like, literally like I literally did this, posted it, went live, and then just and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up the next morning, and then
it was already crazy viral.
She literally, I woke up and she was next to me, and I just see her on her phone looking like, what the fuck, and I'm like, what, and she shows me videos of me getting my ass whooped, and I'm like, holy shit, like, it was everywhere.
Because you didn't even, like, you would never know what that looked like. You didn't know exactly what happened.
It was
to
even
you.
Worse because, like, I ended up posting the, well, from what I got, I ended up posting the video on my YouTube, and it was, like, 30 minutes long, but that was, like, half of what happened.
Right.
And I couldn't get the rest of it, but, like, that I posted most of it, and it was just, like, crazy.
It was, like, an hour long's worth of, like, us literally, like, being terrorized and, like...
Right. And part of the depressing part is that it doesn't feel like there's really almost anybody in the video who's acting in a way in which you would, like, want people to act in this situation. It seems like everyone's a fucking bad guy.
Yeah, like, I just don't get it. Like, I understand people might not like us because we're trans, but even if someone I hated, someone could do, like, the most horrible thing to me, but, like, if I see them hurt, I would at least call the police. Like, that's just a decent thing to do. And it's crazy that, like, on Hollywood Boulevard that day, there was no decent people that were willing to help us.
And, like, even if you don't want to get involved, like, walk across the street. Like, if I didn't want to get involved, you can walk across the street and call the police. You understand? Like, nobody wanted to do that. No one even wanted to do that.
Right.
If I see someone getting chased down by a crowbar or someone getting their head bashed in and in the floor and conscious, I would call the police no matter who it is.
Right, yeah, yeah,
like,
of course.
Like, it's just sick.
But, I mean, we pretty much set the story. I mean, you know the story, you know? Yeah. Like, basically, from that point forward, he stole my phone, threw it in the floor, someone else picked it up, someone stole her bag, they stole her bag, and then it just, all our stuff was everywhere. We didn't have any phones, so that's why we couldn't call the police. I bought the phone back while she... I was buying the phone back, and before I could even buy it back, I gave him the money, I get the phone. I didn't even know it was my phone. I knew it was a phone, and when you get a phone, you basically just press on it 3 times, and it lets you call, like, emergency services. So, like, I just needed some, like, no one was gonna fucking call the police for me. Let me just buy a phone. So, at that point, and it ended up being my phone, right? But at that point, I literally got the phone. As soon as I got it, I look, and the guy's coming. And, like, I literally, before I could react, boom, and then she drops to the floor, and I'm like it was the craziest moment of my life. Like, literally, she's on the floor, and then people are just surrounding us, and it's a lot of women too. And at that point, I'm just, like, trying to, like, wake her up or, like, get her to, like, safety, and, like, I'm just shit. Like, imagine being in that position or in that moment, you know what I mean? And that's when she pulls up, and then that's when she wakes up, and that's when this point. He has a crowbar, oh my God. And then this point, I'm like, he just hit it with the bottle. And then, oh my God, everyone's just surrounding us. And we're literally just there, like, curled up against each other. And
defenseless, no possible way to deal with this.
Never seen it like this. Like, 10 phones just recording us, laughing at us.
Just all lights.
Calling me the N-word, calling her the N-word. You guys saw. And it's crazy that, like, I'm glad. It's bittersweet that we actually have proof about it, because when I got home and they were both just, like, so distraught, and, like, I really didn't know what to tell them, and, like, I just told them I was gonna be okay and I'm gonna make this right, and, like, I'll do something, I'll post something, you know? But I didn't really know then, you know?
And if you had tried to tell that story on Twitter, people probably would have just called you a liar. Exactly. And shit.
Yeah, like, no one would ever do that. People aren't like that. Like,
right, it would be hard for me to imagine that video. If you described that video to me, I would be like,
because there's
really
so much going on.
In 2020 in Hollywood, yeah, I would have, like, kind
you
of...
Guys,
really,
you guys trick those boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch, who am I going to trick? I don't like them.
Yeah.
Right.
You think I like them?
Yeah.
It was crazy, like, when the Shade Room had posted it, and I was, like, thinking, like, I got so much positivity from, like, my Instagram. Like, everyone was so, like, supportive of, like, what happened to me and, like, trying to, like, help me and stuff. When I looked at the comments on the Shade Room and, like, these blogs, it was, like, the same people that were there were in the comments. Like, it was horrible. Like, they're just saying, like, oh, you deserved it. Oh, you should have fought back. Like, it's crazy that they think that, like, I'm going to be able to take on 2 different guys, both of them trying to hit me from the behind. Like I just, it was, like, it's insane to think that even now still there's people that can see that video and still think it was okay and right. Like,
how do you fight against a crowbar and you have nothing to even, like, I don't even have my bag to protect myself. I have nothing. How am I supposed to beat this tall man who has a crowbar at me?
How do you hop in the comments and defend the crowbar guy?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you think.
Free him, free him in the comments. So I was like, what the fuck?
That's actually pretty much the reason I decided to do this podcast is because my audience loves me.
Uh-huh.
My audience already, like, loves them. And I already have a lot of positivity. I have more positivity than negativity, right? But I did see the Shade Room comments, and I do see the comments you get on your podcast, and I've seen the people you interview, and I've seen the majority of your audience is straight males, right?
Right.
And a lot of the Black community. And, like, I just really want I feel like if I went like in an LGBT podcast and explained this, they would all be positive comments anyway. And people already believe me, people already love me, and people already are on my side. But I feel like coming here, and I feel like I could potentially help other people, because these are straight men watching this, and these are normal people that aren't LGBT, that don't have LGBT friends. I've never met a trans girl that probably think really badly about trans people, and this is my opportunity to change their minds. And hopefully you guys can see what the outcome is if you attack one of us. You see what could happen if you attack one of us. You see how people don't agree with it. And like, I just want people to know what is right and what is wrong. And hopefully y'all don't shred us too much in the comments, but like, realistically, like, I just want to help. And hopefully it changed someone's mind.
Because I mean, I've had trans people on the podcast before, and it's like, you will then look at the comments and you will see all the shit that you would not think that anybody would have the gall to say, never mind fucking type on the internet, etc. And it is like, you know, it's like a fucking big eye-opening thing. It's kind of like watching that video where, for me and a lot of straight guys out there, it's like, you just don't know or don't realize, if you mostly surround yourself with civilized people, you just don't know that it still goes down like that. And that, I thought that video was so revelatory, because it's right now, it's in a place that is supposed to be fucking progressive and supposed to be like pretty fucking woke in comparison to the rest of the country. Like, this is not Missouri, you know, like, no offense, Missouri or whatever, but like, you know, it was just shocking. And it's like, I feel like it was really eye-opening. So do you feel like the positive had to outweigh the negative, because negative has got to be like trolls in the comments, right?
Let me tell you some of the positives, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, no matter what the outcome is, and no matter what happened, I know my story, their stories were heard. And realistically, thank God I went out with them that night, because I don't know if we would have gotten the same outcome if I wasn't involved. And that's really sad to say, because this happens all the fucking time. Like, it's just not a thing that just happened to a fucking YouTuber, right? This happens almost all the fucking time. Like, at least 40 trans women have been killed in the past year.
Yeah.
And it happens worse, because they actually die.
Yeah.
And no justice ever gets served. And literally, it's always recorded. And then it just never goes viral, because it doesn't happen to a YouTuber, right? And that was like, it's just so crazy. And like, I know I have a lot of privilege, and I know that I can do something about it, but it just really sucks that, like, you know, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for, like, because of who I am. You know what I mean? And who knows? Like, realistically, though, like, people heard the story. Everyone knows about it. And I'm just happy that no matter what, even if they don't end up in jail for fucking 10 years, like, I'm just happy that the world knows what could potentially happen if, you know, clearly people are on our side, and clearly people believe us. And clearly we made it some sort of a difference, right? And for you to know about it, for your friends to know about it, for random people to know about it, we made a fucking difference, you know? And right now, as it is, one of them is serving potentially 13 years, and the other one's potentially 6 years.
Really? Because I saw in a video they said that they let him out right away.
So what
So the DA, they had to let him out because they were still trying to gather more evidence. And I know that sounds crazy because there's videos, but what they wanted to do was get him with all the charges they possibly could. So it took over 48 hours, so they had to release him. It wasn't really, at first we all thought like, they just were like, we don't give a fuck, let this guy go. But like, it really was that they were trying to hit him with everything they could to give him the most amount of time he possibly can get.
Wow.
So
this is a black tank top guy.
I mean, but realistically, that only happened because
hate black tank top guy.
His name's Carlton.
Carlton.
So Carlton Calloway.
Yeah. He's already been living with that all these years, and now he's going to jail. Jesus Christ.
But no. So at first, when I recorded the whole thing, right? Because I'm sneaky now. I actually know what to do now, and it's crazy that I didn't record shit when it was happening, but my phone was stolen.
Yeah,
so, initially, whatever happened, so where we left things off that night with the police, they didn't give a fuck. Like, basically, you could literally hear, like, I don't know if you ever saw the video of, like, them recording it. And, like, they're, like, the police didn't care.
Really? Yeah, they like, pulled up. Because I did getting to call one, get on someone's phone before I got hit. I did call the police once, and they showed up and pulled away. But then the one that she called.
Then they came back, and they just didn't really give a shit.
They came back and basically just, I mean, nothing really happened. You know, we gave our little report, and then the next day when we went to the police station to file an official report and to, like, you know, ask questions and stuff, they didn't even know I was involved. They only had two of them in it.
And it was for a robbery.
And they didn't know, like, they didn't know anyone got hit. They didn't know anything, right? So I go in there, I start, you know, going off, recording it. Get home, I start talking about it. And that's when, like, the day everything went viral, right? And before I knew it, and actually the guy was like, well, honestly, it takes 7 to 30 days to find out about this. So maybe we'll give you a call. What's your email address? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what?
Right.
Like, so at that point, I'm like, they don't give a fuck. So let me make them give a fuck. I went home and I went off and
people blasted.
People called every single day.
Crazy.
Like, then I'm like, I'm just gonna wait for the phone call. I get the phone call, and basically they tell me to come back the next day. We go back the next day. They give me a list of, like, these like black guys, like, to choose from. It wasn't him. None of them were him, right? Wasting my time. So I post about it again. Next day we go back, and basically I find out all of the stuff that I found out, it was online, right? Like, the police didn't, like,
we did the police work for them.
People were figuring out his identity.
They found everyone.
The internet is so good at that. Wow.
Ended up finding, we found names, we found addresses, we found Instagrams, Facebooks, we found everything, right? I presented that to the police. They still haven't made arrest. So when I ended up there the fourth or third day, I find out that he was actually arrested at the Hollywood PD station where we've been the past 3 days looking at bullshit suspects.
Like,
he had been arrested
ago.
There a week before that. So he was already in the system. And, like, that just baffled me because his face was out. You know, I had pictures of his face. I had his name out, his face out. And they still couldn't even show me a fucking picture of him, even though he was here a week ago.
Wow.
So that just made me go even more ballistic. And then afterwards, when the case was presented to the DA, they initially rejected the case because not of lack of evidence. But I do believe they wouldn't have given a fuck if I didn't record that phone call.
Mm.
And then I recorded that phone call and I posted that as well. And then that's when everyone went crazy, called the DA's office. And they gave us a call the next day that to go over. And, you know, we're going to, like, look at the case again. So they recalled their decision officially. And then they officially pressed charges against them.
Right.
But would this have happened if I didn't go crazy? Who knows?
It's so fucked. It's like the cops are like an extension of Twitter, where you have to make enough noise on social media for them to care at a certain point.
You know? If you don't get enough retweets, they don't give a fuck.
Right. Unless there's a dead body, it's like you need to get a lot of retweets for them to acknowledge
Even
anything.
When we went to the police station, they were still getting calls, like, a couple days after. People were calling them while we were at the police station. Like,
then they're begging me, please, the DA.
They were like, please, we have so many calls.
The DA was like, can you please just update your Instagram, like, we don't want to get any more calls.
He's like, I'm a good guy, I have kids, I have a family. And I'm like,
holy shit.
But I'm like, but still, the day we get there, hi, what's your name? I'm like, you know my name. I actually don't. I'm like, bitch, like, you're working on my case, you don't know my fucking name?
Right.
Like, and then it was just the same thing. Oh, so Eden's the blonde one, right? It's like, bitch, like, it just would frustrate me. And, like, it's crazy how this experience changed me so much with, like, the way I respect cops, the way I respect police, the way I talk to them. And it's crazy how much balls I fucking gained from this, because literally, like, I'm like, do your fucking job, shut the fuck up. Like, I would literally, like, not give a fuck, you know, because they ain't gonna arrest them for fucking hurting us. They ain't gonna arrest me for, like, they will literally, like, and I even said in the comments, they'll arrest me for recording the phone call before they arrest them. You know?
My God.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, like, I empathize with the cops that they have, like, an unbelievable amount of shit to be dealing with on any given day. But at the same time, it's crazy how there's such a culture of laziness and not wanting to do anything, because it's like, if they don't chase this fucking case down, realistically, even with this being fairly high profile, if they don't do anything for a couple weeks, what's going to happen realistically? It's just going to go away. Like, people are just going to stop talking about it. And they fucking know that. And they know that if they don't have to do something, then they really can kind of get away with not doing anything. And it's crazy seeing that manifest itself over and over.
Yeah. Because, like, eventually it dies down unless you let it.
And it happened in Hollywood too, which all crazy shit goes on in Hollywood. So they already have so much other shit going on. So they're probably thinking, oh, it's just these three trannies who got beat up, you know?
Did you think at all about what would have happened if you weren't on Hollywood Boulevard and you were on some, like, dusty ass low-key bar in, like, a smaller part of town where, like, who knows if you guys could have got killed or what the fuck would have happened with that many people?
I thought I was gonna die that day. I was convinced, like, when I was on the floor, I was like, damn, he's gonna come back and fucking kill me. I mean, it's gonna be on video for everyone to, like, see him.
Right. fuck.
People just sit there, laugh.
Do you have a sense now? Like, I remember back in the day, I got jumped one time, and afterwards, I really felt like, fuck, like, I felt like a real sense of relief. Like, wow, I just had, like, a bunch of people try to fucking really hurt me, and I'm fine. And, you know, like, everything, life goes on, and there's, like, kind of, like, a sense of, like, strength that you feel from that. Like, wow, we got the shit beaten out of us, and we're still fine. So, like, maybe we're tougher than we thought we were.
I mean, yeah, when it happened and I went home, I was like, literally, I went on Instagram Live and I was like bawling my eyes out. And I was like, I can't believe it. No one cares about me just because I'm a fucking tranny. Like, how is this world like that? And then like the next day, I was literally just still the same. Like, I just felt like, damn, like even all these comments on Instagram are so positive. I'm just like, when it counts is like when I'm outside and like I'm in danger. Like, I felt like I couldn't even leave my house. Mm. And when we had to go to the police station, I was like having panic attacks. Yeah. Literally, I felt like I didn't want to like go outside. Now I'm like, they did try to kill me, and like I'm fucking here and I'm like doing great. So I really don't give a fuck anymore.
Mm. Definitely.
It's really stressful. I mean, these are like my babies, you know? Like,
so I like the vibe. Yeah.
I felt very like I still haven't cried about it. Like, I haven't had the time to really like be upset, because if all three of us are crying in bed, nothing's gonna happen, you know? One of us has to really like toughen up and really like do something about this. And I'm glad that like eventually they both caught up and they're both now laughing about it. We could all literally do an interview now, like, you know? And it's just like, I'm really proud of them, and I'm really proud of like the outcome, because the outcome really has been more positive than negative. Mm-hmm. They're fucking influencers now.
Right,
so,
yeah, right,
so they, like, you know, people love you guys, and people love me, and like I'm just really, really blessed, because so much more good than bad came from this. And maybe this had to happen for the world to really like open their eyes. And, you know, dude, fucking like, there was a march for us. There was like,
oh, really?
There was a lot of stuff that really, like, a lot of good stuff came from this, you know? And like, a lot of celebrities reached out, a lot of family members, a lot of friends who I'm not even, a lot of ex-enemies that I have reached out to me that I would never assume that they would, you know? So
really?
It really, sorry, like, it really made me just, I think this is the wake-up call I needed for myself and for my career, really, because I have so much bad blood with certain people, and I'm just so, like, I'm just so, oh, it's not worth it.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, like, I'm still a human, and they still put their pride aside and helped me out. And I will always remember that. And as of now, like, I just really want to focus my career on really, like, helping and advocating, because I have been such, admittedly, like, a coward in the sense that, like, a lot of not only her insecurities, but like my own insecurities rubbed off on myself. And like, I used to post surgery videos and this and that. And I stopped posting on YouTube for like a good year.
Right.
And I really focused my Instagram, deleted all my trans posts, really focused on like just posting really pretty pictures of me in bikinis and trying to compete with my normal girlfriends and really just trying to be a normal girl. And like, that's just such cowardly behavior, because like, I will never be that. Realistically, I will never be that. And like, I have the opportunity to help people. I need to focus on that. And this is the wake up call I needed to like get my shit together.
Right.
And like, now I'm just like trans, like.
It's crazy, because we've been going through this like moment of social awakening in our country, where there's been so many different recorded incidents of violence towards Black people. And, you know, you see a lot of people tweeting trans lives matter and protect trans people and stuff. But in terms of like a visual aid, this is probably like one of the most extreme videos that we've seen of people being like really mistreated. And it helps, honestly, that you're like high profile and that you have this like big YouTube channel and stuff, because it did help get more eyes on it. So I think, you know, honestly, for me, and I thought that I was like aware of like what kind of shit was going on or what people were capable of, but I just felt like I saw something in that video, being someone who lives, you know, within 10 miles of where that happened. It's just like, you know, it's really like a level of just heinous behavior that I think a lot more people need to be aware of, that this kind of shit is normal or still happening.
And, you know, like I said, like, I think God put all three of us in the position to do this and to go through this, because he thinks we're strong enough to get through this, clearly, and we were. And, you know, it's not over yet. We have court on the 16th. Like, it's not over yet, but I cannot let this consume my life. I will not let it, like, consume my life. Like, I'm really more than ready to move on, and regardless of the outcome, I'm good.
But are you excited to start posting on YouTube again? Do you feel like re-motivated?
No, I feel like a fire under my ass to really, like, you know, me and her, she was in Chicago at the time, so she couldn't do it. But me and her, literally, I had the brilliant idea. I bought a trans flag and I'm like, let's fucking go back to Hollywood Boulevard with the trans flag on the Black Lives Matter thing.
All lives
awesome.
And where it says all, it's written. And that was actually made public the day it happened, mm-hmm. like the day after it happened to us. So like, and the all is written in trans colors. So I'm like, let's go back there in fucking bikinis, dude, and in middle of traffic, and let's let everyone know we're trannies.
Damn, you did that?
And yeah, we did that.
I missed
and, like,
that. That's awesome.
And it did really well. And that was like my first post back. And I'm like, you know, because we all felt like, damn, when can we post?
Yeah, it's like, awkward,
can we go back to normal?
When is it like appropriate to like do this? You know, like, and I'm like, whenever we're ready, dude, like, you know, no one's holding a gun, you know, like, let's just do it. And that was really cool because, you know, people were honking, you know, we're just here holding the fucking flag, and like, it just felt so liberating because we're back at the fucking place where it happened, and
yeah,
we're good. It didn't bring me down, and like, you know, we could go back there, and I thought we'd be triggered, but
no, yeah, when we got there I was like, I don't give a fuck. We literally took off our clothes and we're walking around Hollywood Boulevard like in bikinis with the trans flag. it felt good.
And outside of that, it's crazy because recently, you know, not more people know who we are, and it's crazy because we went to like this place. We always go get, I don't know if you know what EPLP is, but we always go to like this bar to get food, right? Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got sit down, there was a table of men, and they were with their girlfriends or like their little friends or whatever, and they were like looking at us. And as soon as we're walking past them, the girls go, "Son hombres," like they're men in Spanish, like they're men. I saw them on TV. They're men. I saw them on World Star. They're men. They're men. They're mm-hmm. men. But in Spanish, right? And I speak Spanish. I'm Mexican, so I'm just like, I look at her and I'm like, and I'm like, oh my God, this is happening again.
We literally sat there for like five minutes, being like, what should we do? Should we say something and like teach them a lesson?
And but she's like, let's just not start drama.
I kind of was like, I don't want to get my ass beat again.
I'm like, you know what, bitch? Excuse me. Sorry. I'm like, excuse me. What did you just call us? And I did it in the most polite way, actually. I went, excuse me. So we overheard what you guys said about us and blah, 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 blah. Like, I just want to know, does that make you feel better about yourself? And then they were like, oh, we never said that. I never said that. And I'm like, I'm Mexican. I speak Spanish. I heard what you said.
Right.
And it was just like poker face. And then I posted it on my story. So, you know, it's just more proof to me that I have more balls to, like, you know, just stand up for myself. And just I'm not hiding anymore. And I don't think they are either. And I think we are more than ready to just take on anything.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, now we're known as the girls who got freaking beat up in Hollywood for being trans. So it's like, it's already out there. So fuck it, you know?
I feel like you guys like survived something that realistically, like we're all laughing about it now. But I mean, that's a fucking horrifying video.
It's going to be a good year or two before we start like getting people like, are you okay?
Oh my gosh.
I saw what happened to you. Are you okay?
Mm. And then like they start asking questions about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But it's okay.
Hey, well, I mean, it's a crazy story, and I'm glad that something so good has come out of it, you know?
Yeah.
It was like God's way of pushing me out the closet, like completely. I literally posted a YouTube video talking about me being trans and then took it off my Instagram. So I was like, no, I can't do this. And really? Now it's like, bitch, you're out. Like,
you
everyone
own it
knows.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Fuck yeah.
It's good.
That's fire. Anything else you should know about? Anything you guys got coming that we should look forward to?
Some YouTube videos.
Yeah,
YouTube
videos. Yeah, I know we're waiting for that.
Like, we got the audience now. Might as well, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm definitely like, I'm back, baby. So.
There it is. No doubt. You gonna start rapping?
I'm gonna start my rap.
We were literally just talking about.
Wait, but you have Doll in your name, and in the rap game, we got Cash Doll, Asian Doll, Cuban Doll. Like, no, Doll means you're right. A rapper.
Yeah, I think I'm the next bitch to do it. So, you know, follow me, Eden the Doll, everywhere.
Hey, if you want me to creative direct it, let you know. I'll come in. I'll give you some notes and stuff. That could be good. Yeah.
Yeah. The OnlyFans ain't coming though. Just let me
know. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the question for every woman on earth these days.
No, because they're mocking me the whole time, right? Like they're calling me OnlyFans, like the guys that were jumping.
Really?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
No. Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be such an obvious move though for you to just be like, you know what? I'm gonna monetize this shit immediately. Fucking.
I literally
drop
had
OnlyFans.
Gotten a DM from this like guy that like has a huge OnlyFans, and he was like, "Do you want to collab?" I'm like,
"Yeah, I got one too."
Like, I just got my ass beat, and you're asking me to, like, fuck you on camera.
Like, hey, are you okay? Do you want to collab?
Yeah, I'm like,
that is so funny.
What?
I'm surprised you didn't get a tweet from like Pornhub being like, we'll give you $1 million to do your first scene. They always be doing that whenever any girls in the news, they're like,
maybe we'll check our emails.
It's crazy. Everyone wants to be my friend all of a sudden. And like, even people that didn't like me a year ago are really cool
coming
now,
out of the woodwork.
There's no clout like getting beat up clout.
I know.
It's really a weird kind of clout.
Viral, you know? Viral beat up clout.
Yeah, viral beat up clout.
But regardless, thank you for having us. Yeah. Oh, no. Really appreciate
My pleasure, and thank you so much for sharing this with my audience. If you get a chance, drop by in the comments. Let anybody saying anything stupid, give them your mind. That'd be nice. And spread this around if anybody wants to just sort of spread the word. I know that for me, getting ready for this interview and shit, it was definitely very enlightening to realize how fucked up shit really is out there.
Yeah, I mean, let's just end it on a positive note, you know? So
let's do it. Yeah.
It is what it is, and hopefully this won't ever happen again.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I appreciate you.
Oh, wait, imagine if that was your mom, sister, cousin, brother, or anything, you know, before you start talking shit.
I wish everybody in that video had thought of that, to be totally honest. Yeah,
yeah, honestly.
Facts. Okay, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Follow me.